Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On that seat. Well, first of all, they're never going to replace Tom Brady, right?
Right.
So second, just get the best guy available. You got to find a guy to take snaps. If Jarrett Stidham's your guy, load up, give him whatever he needs to be successful if you can. But know this, first of all, one, you're not going to replace Tom Brady because there's only one of him. And two, nobody really is standing in line to be Tom Brady's replacement and all that he's done. If you go in there and throw one interception, you're going to stink. And you're going to hear about it. It's going to be a really tough role to play for anybody. So for those two things, whether they're in a hurry or not, doesn't matter, because they're never going to replace the guy they lost.
Okay. I can't argue with that. He is irreplaceable, I think. He may be the greatest quarterback to ever play. Probably is. But to add Brian Hoyer over the weekend, I think was kind of a shocker in many respects. It's like, that's it? That's all you're going to do? They have a 3-man quarterback room now with Cody Kessler along with Stidham and Brian Hoyer. I would hope they'd add somebody else for competitive purposes. And there are options out there, right? Jameis Winston is out there, and Joe Flacco is out there. There are options out there for them if they want to pursue them. I'm not sure if they want to pursue them.
Yeah, part three. I think so too. I think it's interesting to see what kind of guy they get. Who takes snap? And I guess it. I mean, I'll take them at their word. If they love Jared Stidham and they're going to go with him and build around him, okay. But I don't know, and they may be forced to do that, Murph, because of their salary cap limitations. They're already paying Tom Brady $13.5 million this year without paying anybody, so they may be stuck with Jarrett Stidham, whether they like him or not. They're just putting the most positive spin on it. But I think it's going to be fascinating to see who actually does take snaps for them.
I do too. Part three, NFL true or false. Quarterback question again. Chargers. Tyrod Taylor is the Los Angeles Chargers' best option at quarterback. And look, we mentioned Jameis Winston. Cam Newton is now a free agent. You could probably trade for Andy Dalton. There are options out there. They could draft Tua. They could draft Justin Herbert at the quarterback spot. I don't think Joe Burrow will slide down to the Los Angeles Chargers. What are they, number six? Yeah, number six. But he's the best option at quarterback for the Chargers? No, I would say that's false, Steve, and I think they know it. I think they're biding their time, waiting to see what happens with the quarterback market. Maybe going to draft one of those rookies, maybe evaluating, and it's hard to do now with everything shut down, evaluating whether one of those guys, Justin Herbert or Tua, is ready to start as a rookie, which is a difficult prospect for an NFL quarterback. I don't think he is their best option. I say that's false.
I'd say false, too. I think there's a couple better options. I mean, I like Tyrod Taylor, but I think Cam Newton or Jameis Winston, you talk about going from one extreme to the other. Look at Tyrod Taylor, a guy who never turns it over, but he doesn't ever take chances, and you get Jameis Winston. What if the Chargers hired Jameis Winston or signed him and had both those guys? Jameis Winston, who doesn't care if he turns it over more than anybody, playing on the same quarterback room with Tyrod Taylor, who won't throw it if there's a player within shouting distance of the ball. So, those two guys are polar opposites. And then Cam Newton is a big question mark. I still think he's got some football to play. There's no question he's made it clear he has football he wants to play. The Chargers are at number six in the draft, Murph. What will it take for them to flip-flop with a team like Washington at number three or two, or Detroit at number three? They may jump up there to get one of the guys that's left over in this draft, and I think that's more likely that they'll do that.
All right, there you go. NFL True or False, brought to you by Yancey's Fancy, New York's Artisan Cheese. Our phone line's open if you want to discuss any of this Bills stuff or provide an answer to the Twitter poll. Which 2018 first-round quarterback has the most pressure in 2020? Let's go to the tweet sheet, and that is brought to you by Corrigan Moving Systems, the official movers of the Buffalo Bills. Here's one from Kyle. He says, Josh Allen seems to have all the pieces needed to succeed. Jackson needs to have a similar season or a limited drop-off, Lamar Jackson. Sam Darnold probably held back by head coach. Baker Mayfield needs to get back to rookie form. Bills are not sneaking up on anyone this year. That's why I went with Allen. A couple of interesting things there. Sam Darnold, he says, held back by his quarterback or by his head coach. That's the head coach who's supposed to be the quarterback whisperer down there in New York, Steve.
Well, I think we've seen – I don't think you or I, either one, believe that that's the case anymore. I mean, he might have had that reputation, but the way he has handled his work in Miami and then subsequently now with the New York Jets, I have my doubts about that label for Adam Gase. I just don't think he's the guy that's going to get the most out of Sam Darnold in this offense. Certainly they struggled with their offensive line last year. They're trying to fix that. But I think in New York, Sam Darnold is not under as much pressure as Adam Gase is.
Here's an interesting response on Twitter on the tweet sheet. Only 8% of the respondents on the poll named Baltimore's Lamar Jackson. But Francis writes in, Lamar Jackson was the MVP, and the year prior, he had 7 completed passes in a home playoff game. Last season, his team was the number one seed. He looked terrible. There was so much hype surrounding Lamar Jackson, and he just plain choked. Mayfield is a close second. I guess he must be talking about the playoff game because he didn't choke through the regular season. But I can understand why people might make him the guy with the most pressure this year. His team was the number one seed. He was the MVP. As we said at the top of the show, Steve, there's only really one direction for Lamar Jackson to go, and that's down. Steve Tasker, are you there? Hit your mute button. Are you there, Steve?
I think Lamar Jackson is, listen, he's under some pressure to get to the playoffs and to do better than he did this year. But if that's a team that can't make it to the playoffs, I think that pressure goes away from him because, you know, you get to the playoffs, it's a kind of a team accomplishment. Certainly if he falls flat, he's going to come back the next year under some pressure. But I think under the scenario that Francis just mentioned because of, you know, of them getting to the playoffs 2 years in a row and him flopping 2 years in a row, the only time that pressure kicks in is if they get another playoff game, Murph. He's got to – I mean, if he goes in and plays great in the next playoff game, then all that other stuff gets forgotten. But I see what he's saying. 2 years ago, he had 7 completed passes in a home playoff game. And then last season, they got beaten by Tennessee in their own building as a number one seed. Yeah, that looks bad for Lamar Jackson. But I think – that takes off the pressure for the regular season and puts it squarely on if they get to the playoffs. That wouldn't put any pressure on Lamar Jackson until they got back to the playoffs. So I don't know if I agree with that completely. You know what I mean? I just think Lamar Jackson can come back, have a good year, and still be thought of pretty highly.
But if he has a good year, just a good year, and they lose first round of the playoffs again, then what do we say about Lamar Jackson?
Well, it depends on how he plays. Depends on how he plays. But, yeah, you're right. If he stinks again in a playoff game – yeah, he's got some issues, and I think if they do get to that next step and get to the playoffs again next year, that's going to be front and center. That just like it would be for Andy Dalton, who was one and done 4 straight years back in Cincinnati. So I think that's there, but man, there's a lot of football to be played and a lot of games won and lost before you get to that point with Lamar Jackson.
Well, let's hope they play it. We're going to take a break. We're coming back in a moment. One Bills Live presented by Kalina Health. This is Buffalo Bills Radio. What have we learned from today's show? It is brought to you by Skyworks, the official construction equipment rental company of the Buffalo Bills. Chris Brown, Bills Insider from BuffaloBills.com, joined us earlier today on the show. Brownie talked about a lot, including the Bills and the challenges facing the NFL draft next month.
The COVID-19 pandemic has completely turned things upside down, with pre-draft visits being wiped off the map, pro days being wiped off the map, along with a host of other things, including the medical recheck at the Combine, which usually takes place back in Indianapolis. in late March or early April. So absent those elements, I can see why NFL GMs are very uneasy. The draft is enough of an inexact science to begin with. And when you take right. out these opportunities for GMs to check off boxes or to do the kind of fact-finding, even in the 10th or 11th hour that these GMs do, I think it makes it even more of a guessing game, and that has to be tremendously unsettling for the GMs that are going to be making these kinds of decisions.
Chris Brown, Bills Insider from BuffaloBills.com. Solomon Wilcots, formerly of the NFL on CBS, was on the show, and he talked about where some of the free agent quarterbacks may land in the 2020 season.
Jameis Winston, if he does find a market as a backup, I think the best place for him is Pittsburgh, where Ben Roethlisberger has uncertain health. And I think that he can reclaim some kind of glory if fitted into a system and a team that's ready to be successful. And I think the Chargers for Cam, but Cam's got to get in there quickly. You can't wait until training camp is over and the preseason games have been played and then get in there as a quarterback. So that's how I see it for those two guys. Andy Dalton, I think the Patriots are waiting. They want to be patient. $17 million a year is going to cost. Right now, the Patriots don't have the cap room. They would have to cut players in order to bring Dalton. So I think Dalton kind of stays in Cincinnati. I think the Bengals are ready to keep him.
There you go. That's Solomon Wilcots talking about where the quarterbacks will go. I think that's a big mystery. Don't you see where these quarterbacks are going to wind up? The guys who are still out there, Jameis Winston, Cam Newton, even Andy Dalton, still under contract.
It's starting to get really interesting because it's starting to look like there's too many quarterbacks and not enough chairs. And in the history of the league, Murph, we've never seen that. Never. There's always a place for these quarterbacks. And I'm sure they'll all land someplace. But, man, oh, man, right now I think that's the most compelling thing about this offseason coming up. The rest of it is where those guys are going. Cam Newton, former MVP, 3-4 years removed from an MVP. Phillip Rivers and all these guys, and Andy Dalton's on the trade block. I think it's the most intriguing part of what's left before the draft.
And it doesn't help when the league is essentially shut down for who knows how much longer, right? That's going right. to keep us, everybody, on pins and needles. And I'll say it, I do have a certain amount of sympathy for Cam Newton, who can't even go get a physical for someone to check out whether he's healthy. That stinks.
Yeah, he may be 100% plus. He may be better than he's been, and he can't prove it to anybody. He's just going to have to sit back. It's it's unfortunate for him.
Did you see his agents or his advisors set up a physical for him with a private doctor in Atlanta? But teams are going to want to check him out themselves, right?
Oh, yeah. They can if they know the guy or whatever, they can certainly get a third party to do it. But certainly, too, you got to find out. I'd like to know who's interested in him. Yeah. Don't the Chargers have to be interested in some of these other teams? I'd like to find out what that list consists of, too.
Yep. Hey, tomorrow's show, Seth Wickersham, who wrote the comprehensive piece on Tom Brady's departure from the Patriots. He'll join us tomorrow. Maddie Glab will join us as well. Hope you join us at 12 noon. Want to thank our production assistants. They're hanging in. George Blass, Jeff Koltnick, Thomas Hollander, Kelly Rude, J.J. Torito, Kevin Cargis, James Roble. Thanks to our board ops at Entercom, Brayton Wilson, Derek Kramer, doing great work. And, of course, our producer, Jay Harris. Steve, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, Murph. Talk to you then.
One Bills Live returns at 12 noon tomorrow on Buffalo Bills Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.